Time now on WATD for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell joins us every week at this time. David is from AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning and welcome back.
And thank you, Rob. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back there at the Tech Talk Center over at AxSmart IT. And this week we're going to get into something, of course, we've been hearing a lot about major supply chain issues. And that could be everything from, who knows, maybe parts for your car or maybe furniture or semiconductor chip shortages. Oh boy, that can affect a lot of things.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, we were hearing about these chip shortages every day, and we all own electronic components from your phone to your computer to even the semiconductor chips in your washing machine, electric toothbrush, refrigerator, they're everywhere. So without these devices or these semiconductor pieces, they can't sell the items that they're trying to sell.
Okay.
So this may not have hurt anybody yet, but it's going to become more difficult to get the things that we want. Our selection is going to be cut down dramatically. Just for instance, with computers, yesterday I ordered some systems for a client, and I got through the whole ordering process, and Dell gave me a delivery ETA of December 30th.
Okay.
So that's quite a long time from the placing the order to getting the product.
Okay, but it's still December 30th, at least of this year?
It's at least of this year, this point in time. I'm sure if I go in today, it's going to be January something somewhere.
Yeah, I imagine, as you said, these are all expected, though, the wait times will end up growing.
Yes, because the conductor challenge has not been addressed fully yet. They're working on building new plants. That takes years to build new plants. These are multi-billion dollar plants because of the technology. It's cutting-edge technology. You need to have cutting-edge technology to build that cutting-edge technology. So it's going to be a while yet. We're expecting the major problem to be coming down and getting a little bit better around 2023. So we've got another year to go through.
Okay. So now, okay. So what's the reason that we don't have enough chips? Is it because of the pandemic, or is it something else?
It's interesting that the pandemic is what caused the problem initially. So here's what happened. We want to talk cars and computers. So the pandemic hit. People stopped buying, or the car companies thought they were going to stop buying cars, so they stopped ordering chips. So the semiconductor manufacturer said, well, we've got to stay in business, and we know now there's a demand, a big demand for technology. Let's start building those chips, take the car things off the run, get them off the lot.
Okay.
So they started building chips for the demand that we consumers wanted as soon as we all started working from home and doing the things that we're doing today. But they still, the chip industry, the manufacturers, still aren't large enough, or there aren't vast enough, as many of them, that we need to build all the chips that are in demand. So even not building car chips, semiconductor chips, they were not able to keep up with the PC and the IT stuff.
Now, are these chip factories, or are most of them overseas, David, or do we have ones here in the United States? I mean, can we make more?
Yeah, well, they're making more now. As I said, there's billions of dollars investment, and it takes years to build. But we do have, these are mostly overseas, and there are American plants overseas. We also have a plant, or have a plant in Texas. Then they were all subject to unlucky weather events during this whole problem. The Japanese plants had one-third of the plant that makes, I'm sorry, the Japanese company that makes one-third of the chips in the world had a huge fire, severely damaged by fire.
Fire.
I remember reading about that. And then the winter storms in Texas forced some of the American-only chip plants to halt production. So all of this adds to where we are today, which is not in a very good position.
How long are we expected, or how long will this last before we're out of it? Do we have any idea?
They are thinking perhaps 2023 will be on the other side of this, at least getting close to meeting demand. We got General Motors here in this country. They had to interrupt all of their production lines. I think you heard that in the news a month or so ago.
Yeah.
They are now parking. They're parking thousands of vehicles that are completed, ready to sell, but they don't have the necessary chip, the semiconductor.
Wow. Okay. So, the rest of the cars, it's completely built with the exception of the chip.
Exactly. So they have to wait for those chips to be developed and sold to them and then installed and sell the vehicles.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, it seems like obviously the people that make these, there is going to be a demand for a while, so they just have to get caught up, and hopefully we can have a surplus of chips someday.
Yeah, that might happen. But let's see. One thing that happens when the supply doesn't meet the demand, and it affects all of us, is that the price goes up.
Oh.
So we're going to see price increases on vehicles, on computers, on refrigerators, anything that has a semiconductor chip.
Anything that has a chip in it.
Yep. And that, you know, somebody, that may be you and me, Rob.
Yes, that's true. because there are, yeah, you're right. I mean, you could have a chip that does some kind of bio function, right?
That, or it could just be a pass through a doorway.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. They're putting chips, remember, in your arm, so you could do open sesame and wave your hand or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I guess the good news is if you don't want chips installed in you, maybe you can take a little backseat on that. We can start getting all the rest of this backlog resolved first. And if not, maybe turn to older technology and just hold on to whatever you have.
That's right. Make it work.
Make it work.
However long you can make it work. Just, that's what we always do.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, so you can hold on to what you have and keep it working until we get this issue resolved. And it sounds like it's going to be a couple years still. All right, David's got all the latest for you to read in his blog about the global semiconductor chip shortage. And where can people go, David, to read more?
If you want to read more about this, even though you hear it every single day, you can go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on the blog link.
xsmartit.com, because you love to read more. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. Our Tech Talk segment on WATD.